Good morning. Thank you so much for letting us be here to lead you in worship this morning. It's an honor to be a part of your morning service. This is worship. Yes. So I invite you to join us as we do this. Don't think of this as, oh, they're up there making noises and we're just sitting here like bumps on a log listening. Right? I invite you to join in. This isn't just a performance. This is about connection, right? Feeling God's presence among us, music uniting us. Thank you, Heidi, for leading those songs that kind of spoke to that idea and the welcome. This is something we're doing together. So as we're singing, if you know one of the songs and you wish to sing along, I invite you to do so. I don't care what you sound like, right? Let it out. If you know one of the songs, go ahead, sing along. If you feel like clapping, you may clap. If you feel like dancing, you may dance. Join. No one laughed. Is that a thing? Like, do you dance? Or? Usually people don't dance at church, but I'm always afraid that sometime I'll say that and it'll be taken the wrong way or something. So I just wasn't sure. So it would be okay if someone danced this morning? Yes? Okay. All right. It is totally acceptable to us. Do as the Spirit leads you to join in. Wade in the Water is an African-American spiritual. Spirituals often had, or almost always, had a double meaning. There were two things going on in the words of a spiritual. On the one hand, it's a Bible story or some kind of spiritual truth. And underneath that, there is a layer of a longing for freedom. So Wade in the Water, on one level, for the slaves who invented the song, was about getting across a river to freedom, right? About using water as a means to escape. But on another level, because you can't just sing about that out in the open or you'll get in trouble, the another level, it's about some parables from the Bible, sort of two of them kind of mixed together. But the idea is that God's going to trouble the water, right? So God is going to act in your situation. God is powerful. God can show himself to you and God can speak into wherever you are. But you have to wade, right? So God's going to trouble the water. You wade out into the water. And that is what we're singing about this morning. Our songs talk about that in several different ways. God speaking to us through each other. We just sang, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" So community, God speaking to us through each other. There are some songs that talk about God speaking to us through nature, through all the world around, God is seen. There are some songs that talk about God speaking to us through the incarnation, by actually coming down and being a person, being one of us. So I'm not going to talk a whole lot as we go through. I like to kind of get it all out of the way at one go, and then you can hear the song. This group of students is, they're in 11th and 12th grades. How many of you are going to graduate in a week? Almost? Okay. So their brains are moving in that direction. Easter Mennonite School was founded over a century ago. Vocal music was, in worship especially, was one of the reasons that the school was started. And so this is a tradition that goes way back. I'm curious whether there are any Eastern Mennonite School alumni here today. Could you raise your hands if you're an Eastern Mennonite School alumni? All right. There's Josh. I'm sorry, Josiah. Sorry, don't know where that came from. Anyway, apologies. So this is us. You kind of have some idea of who the school is. And as we sing, I invite you to worship with us.
Siti chapula chesu chapula, Siti chapula chesu chapula. Wake up in the moonlight singing. Wake up in the moonlight singing. Siti chapula chesu chapula. Siti chapula chesu chapula. Wake up in the moonlight singing. Wake up in the moonlight singing. Siti chapula chesu chapula. Siti chapula chesu chapula. Waiting for
water, wait in the water, wait in the water, wait in the water.
Wait in the water.
Wait in the water, water, children.
Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
All the children gonna wait in the water. Wait in the water, water, children.
Wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
All the children.
See that host all dressed in white.
God's gonna trouble the water.
The leader looks like an Israelite.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Oh, children, wait in the water.
That bent all dressed in red.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Well, it looks like the band that Moses led.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Ooh. veritatis, et veritatis, et veritatis, et veritatis, et veritatis.
Oh.
So the next song, we weren't planning to sing this morning, but I see that we do still have a little time left, and the view here is gorgeous. I have no idea how you keep your mind on a sermon with all of that right outside. And we recently learned the folk song O Shenandoah. And you know, if you want to tie it into our theme, you could say, well, this is God speaking to us through nature. The reality is it's beautiful out there, and it makes me think of the song. Would it be okay if we sang O Shenandoah this morning also? Okay, all right. One of the choir members this morning mentioned walking across that space where we sang last year and kind of getting PTSD from just remembering. And yeah, like I know every socket that you have outside, every light switch. So we are so grateful to be inside today. but it meant so much to us to be able to sing here last year also. That was one of the first times that we got to sing, and it meant so much to be here and to be able to do a program in that. So one of those things where, you know, we wouldn't trade the experience for $1 million and we wouldn't give a nickel to do it again. So anyway, all right, so we'll sing O Shenandoah. All right. Okay.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you.
Mm-hmm.